The garden is lost, but I have found him, and I'm content.
After all these years, I see that I was mistaken about Eve in the beginning as well. It is better to live outside the garden with her than inside it without her. At first, I thought she talked too much, but now I should be sorry to have that voice fall silent and pass out of my life. Blessed be the chestnut that brought us near together and taught me to know the goodness of her heart and the sweetness of her spirit.
It is not on an account of his mind that I love him. No, it is not that. He is not to blame for his mind, such as it is, for he did not make it himself. In time, it will develop, though I think it will not be sudden, and besides, there is no hurry. He is good enough, just as he is. It is not on an account of his gracious and considerate ways that I love him. No, he has lacks in this regard, but he's good enough just so, and is improving. It is not on an account of his hard work that I love him. No, it is not that. I think he has it in him, and I do not know why he conceals it from me. It is my only pain. It is not on account of his education that I love him. No, it's not that. He is self-educated and really does know a multitude of things, but they are not the way he thinks they are. It is not on account of his chivalry that I love him. No, it's not that. He snitched on me, but I do not blame him. Of course, I would not have told on him. I would have perished first. But I do not take credit for it, for I did not make myself. Then, why is it that I love him? Merely because he is masculine, I think. He is strong and handsome, and I love him for that. And I admire him and am proud of him. But I could love him without those qualities. If he were plain, I should love him. If he were a wreck, I should love him. And I would pray for him and watch by his bedside until I die. Yes, I think I love him merely because he is mine and is masculine. There is no other reason, I suppose. It is my prayer, it is my longing that we may pass from this life together, a long which shall never perish from the earth, but shall have place in the heart of every wife that loves, until the end of time, and it shall be called by my name. But if one of us must go first, it is my prayer that it shall be I, for he is strong, I am weak, and I'm not so necessary to him as he is to me. Life without him would not be life. How could I endure it? This prayer is also immortal and will not cease from being offered up while my race continues. I am the first wife. And in the last wife, I shall be repeated.
wheresoever she was, there was Eden.